Good guys!
Good guys!
Good guys! Good guy, guy, guy.
Enough of this AJ guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. He's not a good guy.
No.
He's won 5 out of 6. He's won 3 consecutive. The all-time record held by Sauce and AJ is 4 consecutive victories. Mark Parrish once won 4 consecutive appearances by himself, but it was a lot like the 1916 New York Giants.
Didn't count.
Didn't really count because there were other wins in between there. But you did win 4 consecutive matches for yourself once, which is still pretty nice, but
once,
that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's the Pear Bear Slam.
Yeah, the Pear Bear Slam. Winning 4 straight, but not 4 consecutive, if that makes sense. I think it does.
Yeah, I'll do the Pear Bear Slam later tonight.
After you watch zombie porn?
I don't watch zombie porn!
You dabbled!
I looked at it accidentally once with my pants off.
You said.
What do you accidentally find zombie porn?
You're making Javis laugh with cake in his mouth, not the band.
The band is here? Oh. The band cake is in his mouth?
Yeah.
And Javis is going the distance.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not waste any more time,
shall
we?
Why are we wasting time?
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip. Presented by McDonald's.
Thanks, McDonald's.
Thank you, McDonald's.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show right after 8:15 or so. And it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials. That's why we call it Initials. These 4 gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them, which I will do here in a second. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues as soon as they feel like they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. Most people say their actual name. Once in a while, Parrish yells out the name Mike. We're not sure why.
Neither am I.
The all-time record out of 12 is 9, held by Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. He also has the most career victories, which is 59. He's going for career victory number 60 today. Hi, Paul.
Hey, babe.
I can't do it.
Happy birthday.
That's what my brain's saying. Thank you very much, Corey.
So happy it's your birthday.
I remember it like yesterday when you were 34.
I'm 31 today.
That doesn't make sense.
Are you only 31? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I remember when I was 31.
He's not 31.
Were you watching zombie porn?
No. No, I don't watch that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
His bra size is 31C.
Or he's 5'3".
Hey there, Dolly Parton.
Second all-time in Initials victories with 52, just gaining by the day because you've won 5 out of the last 6 matchups. Also, 499 career points for the fans, AJ Mansoor.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I triple-checked.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
I just set up and started the Cricket Wireless 360 cam.
Oh, well.
You got to feed the geese to keep the blood flowing.
Well, as a matter of fact,
I think hockey's going to win. He's in one of those weird moves.
I am.
AJ, what are you more excited for? Career point number 500, potentially a career and record-tying 4th consecutive victory. I believe 6 out of 7 would also be a record if we're going to go that far. Or are you most looking forward to potentially ruining Meat Sauce's birthday with a victorious run today?
No percent of me wants to ruin Meat Sauce's birthday.
Not even 1%.
I'm hoping that when I win, he can be a gracious...
You're not going to lose
by calling your shot there. That was the 1% that he loses just a little bit. He doesn't like cocky AJ.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, AJ.
I would be remiss if I didn't remind you to check out the McPick 2 for $5 menu at McDonald's. Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets.
What?
Please
go
don't
get
say it like fish. Please say it right. It's so appetizing.
I can't not say it. Yeah. Filet-O-Fish.
Thank you.
1 inch.
Third all-time in Initials victories in the mid-30s somewhere is Chris Hockey. Hi, Chris.
I'm playing for...
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
What?
That's right.
Thanks for the invite. Don't loop him into this.
Loop him into this?
Lupus. Oh.
Hey, I just got a text, and I'm being told that I have a potential sponsor that is listening today to see how I perform.
Never mind.
So I'm very excited. I'm going to win today.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to you to see how you perform.
Right. I can't, yeah.
What do you think?
Turn on some zombie porn and see what he does.
It sounds horrific. I don't know how it looks, but it sounds awful. Mark Parrish is 4th all-time with 12
good guys!
Career victories.
Good guys!
And if Mark wins this weekend, you also can go to Malone's and say, hey, I heard Parrish actually shocked the world and won. And he actually rang in with his real first name, Mark, and he won. Malone's Bar and Grill in Maple Grove will give you a free beer or app if...
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark Parrish wins right now.
And I'm hoping to cost Malone some money this weekend.
Yeah, good guys.
So I'm going to do something that I asked Meat Sauce about yesterday, and Sauce goes, I don't want to do it. But it's his birthday, and we're going to do it.
What?
I have 2 lists. I'm going to let Sauce control his own fate.
No.
I have one in my right hand, one in my left hand. Sauce. Decide your which one.
Right.
You're going with the right hand. See, everybody. I didn't really get right-handed.
It's the same list.
I know you mentioned it earlier too, Corey.
Jesse, are these two different? Oh, I can't show you those. I trust you, but I can't show you next week's list. I can't do that.
Yeah.
$100 Visa
Jesse,
gift card.
I just can't show you.
$100 Visa gift card from McDonald's Minnesota
for the win.
Plus the 4-pack of tickets to the ERX Torque Series Championship.
Oh, that's coming up, man.
Coming up.
That's so much fun.
All right, let's do this.
The initials this week.
Good guys.
This is like the third or fourth time in initials history this has been the combination.
Good guys.
CC. This might be round three, I think.
Pick up
CC.
That guitar and tell to me.
I don't like when we redo them. I don't either. Because all the ones that are obvious,
I'm
hard to
with double initials.
Here we go. Item one of CC.
Clue number one.
Known for his sideburns.
Clue number two.
According to his 1971 launch, his first name is Alfred.
Clue number three.
Often included paint sets, parachutes, cars, and vinyl figures.
Clue number four.
It's seasonal.
Clue number five.
He was voiced by Larry Kenney, who was impersonating Bela Lugosi.
Mark.
Yep.
Count Chocula.
Yes. Perish on the board. One zip. Here's item two of CC.
Wow. Clue number one.
Debuted December 5th, 2005.
Clue number two.
It included shout-outs.
Clue number three.
Sam Meyer held the record with $6,200.
Clue number four.
It was hosted by a comedian.
Clue number five.
It included a red light challenge. Wow, last but not least, I didn't think it would go this far.
Clue number six.
Mark!
Cash Cab!
Yeah! Thank
you! Killing me!
Oh, it was killing me!
Cash Cab! Parrish leads 2-0. So far, he's loving that you picked the list in my right hand, because Parrish off to a blazing start. Two! Cash Cab?
Yes, you have!
You would have sucked
that. It was in New York. Nikki, when we would go downtown, she would be searching for it, praying to hopefully find the Cash Cab.
A different kind of cab than I had.
Yeah, or fake taxi.
Okay. Parrish leads 2-0. Here we go, item three of Double C.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1992.
Clue number two.
Can be seen in numerous countries.
Hawk.
Comedy Central?
Ooh, not bad.
Ooh, that's
incorrect. Hawks out for the rest of item number three.
No, I'm going to go for it too, Mark.
You're going for it. Oh. Go for it.
Cocoa Crispy?
That's a K.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, huh? See, that's why I went for it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Zip it.
Clue number three.
Good, guys.
So we're down to AJ and Sauce.
Clue number three.
The idea came after the founder reached the top of Sable Mountain in Alaska.
Clue number four.
There's more than 270 owned stores and over 200 international franchise stores.
Paul?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese?
AJ gets the free pass. You get the rest of the clues for yourself.
You do have the shirt on.
Here we go, AJ.
Mark's having a fit.
Well, he definitely knows. Here we go.
Somebody said it. Somebody just said it.
Said what?
I didn't even
hear it. I heard it.
It doesn't matter. He's going to
number
get it.
Five.
No, he doesn't get it.
Known for both drinks and food. And clue six.
Clue number six.
Minnesota-based espresso retailer with tea, baked goods, and more.
I'm not going to do it, AJ.
AJ.
Caribou Coffee.
Somebody said it.
Who said it?
He would have gotten it anyway. He would have gotten it, but somebody said it.
Another reminder.
Somebody said it.
Yeah.
Parrish with two. AJ with one.
Damn it, Jameis!
Okay, it doesn't matter. Let's move on. Parrish with two, AJ with one. Here's item four of Double C.
I only stop there every time I come in here.
Clue number one.
What?
Founded in 1949 by Samuel Wurzel.
Clue number two. Clue number two.
Former slogan is where the service is state of the art.
Paul.
Okay. Yeah.
Chuck E. Yep. Cheese.
Oh.
Okay. This is going splendid.
Sauce is out for the rest of item four.
Clue number three.
In 1998, introduced a mascot named Pluggy.
AJ.
AJ.
Circuit City?
That right. is correct.
Oh, wow.
I forgot Circuit that place wow. existed.
City.
I did Circuit
too.
City.
Hey, get back in here. Circuit I got my first City. Laptop there. 90-something.
Hell yeah, man.
What's going on over there?
Pear Bear with
Who's
two.
Who's going in and out?
Pear Bear with two. AJ with two. Yeah. Here's item five of CC.
Clue number one.
Known for their connection to Quebec, Canada.
Clue number two.
But it's also frequently found in the Northeast and Midwest.
Mark.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese?
This is okay.
Chuck E. Cheese is quickly becoming Don Cheadle. Cheadle.
Or Tim Meadows.
Or Tim Meadows. Here we go.
Clue number three.
Air is often trapped inside because of the porous material, which often leads to squeaking.
Clue number four.
Often have garlic, herbs, dill, pepper, or Cajun seasoning added.
AJ?
AJ.
Cheese curds?
That is correct.
Right. Oh, jeez. Wow.
Squeaking?
He's unstoppable. No,
that's when you know they're good.
He's unstoppable.
Is when you eat it.
Squeaking?
A cold cheese curd.
Correct.
Not deep fried.
Cold ones?
Really?
Yeah.
They squeak?
Yes.
They squeak on your teeth.
I've had one in my mouth my whole life.
Okay. Nice job.
AJ with three.
You can't be stopped.
Pear Bear with two. Here's item six of double C.
Clue number one.
The first one was founded in Cleveland, Ohio. AJ?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. This
is yeah. 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 We all said it now.
That was right.
That was we great. We all said it now.
That's yeah, not for hogs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Buzz right now and say it, Chris.
Let me finish the clue.
Clue number one.
The first one was founded in Cleveland, Ohio in 1913.
Clue number two.
In standard editions, there were 16 different ones.
Clue number three.
They include both text and illustrations.
Paul?
Yeah.
Coloring? Oh, God damn it.
Coloring, and then the Lord's name in vain is not the correct
one. Certainly not it.
What just happened?
What happened was coloring. Oh God damn it! All right, hang on. So Sauce is out for the rest of
Please
item
read
three.
That one again. Who,
and AJ, you rang in too. So we're down to Parrish
Good
and
guys.
Hockey.
Good guys.
I apologize.
We're down to Parrish and Hockey.
Clue number four.
The picture is mostly blue, with the cards known for being yellow.
Clue number five.
Second prize in the beauty contest would win you $10.
Hawk. Community chest.
That's right.
Oh, good Lord.
I had no clue.
Community chest is correct. This is fun today.
Yeah.
This is fun.
She did it!
AJ.
Sorry, I apologize for that. I truly do.
You blew it!
AJ with three, Parrish with two, Hawk with one, Sauce with a whole bunch of birthday cakes over there. Here's item seven of double C.
Clue number one.
Was originally part of a show that was seen as a parody of Charlie's Angels.
Clue number two.
A tool allowed him to fly.
Clue number three.
Frequently yelled out his own name.
AJ?
AJ.
Captain Caveman?
That's right. Oh, wow, AJ.
Damn. He's unstoppable.
What is going that. On with
He's
you,
He's unstoppable.
Captain Caveman.
He's the best
is
of this game.
Correct. AJ with four. Parrish with two. Hawk with one. Here's item eight of double C.
Clue number one.
Nominated for an Academy Award in 2004.
Clue number two.
26 years old.
Clue number three.
From Berkeley, California.
Clue number four.
Hit the mainstream with a 1993 release.
Clue number five.
They've sold more than 20 million albums worldwide. Last but not least,
clue number six.
They were influenced by Bob Dylan, REM, the band.
Paul.
Yep.
Counting Crows.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Going through my iPad, Counting trying to think of anything that started with C.
I got one.
Counting Crows.
That's it.
Sauce is on the board. AJ leads with four. Parrish has two. Hawk and Sauce each have one. We have four items to go, so it's still anybody's game. Item nine of Double C.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to He-Man.
Clue number two.
Was a publicist in 1994.
Clue number three.
Was Gale Weathers in 96, 97, 2000, and 2011.
Clue number four.
Also has a connection to a 1984 Bruce Springsteen song.
Paul.
Mark.
Paul was first.
Courtney Cox.
That's right.
Coming. No.
Who's Gale Weathers?
From Scream.
Scream. Okay. Yep.
Really saucy.
All right, Sauce ties Parrish with two apiece. AJ has four. Sauce and Parrish have two. Hawk has one. We have three items to go, and AJ has a two-point lead. So
come
if
on,
AJ gets
good
any
guys.
Of the next
on,
three
guy.
Correct, it's over. Otherwise, it's anybody's game. Hawk has to run the table to tie. Here's item 10 of Double C.
Clue number one.
Originally from Germany.
Mark.
Yeah?
Whoa. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh!
Parrish Ballsy. Is out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number two.
The earliest the term had been found in literature was 1866.
Clue number three.
The band The White Stripes has multiple connections to these.
Clue number four.
Hawk.
Candy cane?
That's right.
Hawk. Attaboy.
Good boy, Hawk.
Good one. Put the puzzle together. Chris Hockey stays alive. You needed item 10. So, Hockey, Parrish, and Sauce, each of them individually, one of you has to run the board to tie. You have to get these next two. If not, if you guys split or if AJ gets one right, it's all over. AJ has four. Everybody else has two. AJ going for the win. Here's item 11 of Double C.
Clue number one.
Was the focus of a 1993 film, which was a remake of the 1954 film, Rookie's Bump.
Excuse me?
That was a real sentence.
Clue Paul. Number two.
Paul.
Chicago Cubs.
He's still alive.
Right. Oh!
Sully!
What was that? What was it?
Rookies, that was a Rookie of the Year reference, or, and somehow Sauce figured that out.
As my sister calls it, Wookie's wow. Ears.
Rookie? How did you get Rookie of the Year out of that?
Literally my sister's favorite movie.
But you were sitting on Cubs in general.
You were sitting on Cubs?
I've been sitting on this sweet ass.
Oh, he's back.
He's all right.
He's
so
back.
I should have gotten care
he's back.
Parrish. So Parrish.
All he had to do was say the Lord's name in vain.
I apologize for that.
That's you all blew the. It!
That's all right. I said it on purpose like 10 seconds after you did. Parrish and Hockey mathematically eliminated. AJ has four. Sauce has three.
Anybody else, too, would have been. I felt better.
Item 12
sorry,
of. Sauce going for the tie,
no,
AJ going for the win. Here we go.
ABS.
Here we go.
Clue number one.
The concept first appeared in an 1887 utopian novel called Looking Backward.
Hawk.
Okay.
Cheshire Cat.
That would have been unbelievable.
That would have been unbelievable.
That made sense to me. What did I have to lose?
Yeah, I mean... It's not the worst guess in the world. I assume the Alice in Wonderland bit was early-ish 1900s, maybe? I don't know when he wrote that. Not the worst guess in the world. Here we go. So Hawk's out for the rest of 12.
Clue number two.
In 1921, one business started using these two frequent customers.
Clue number three.
In the 1940s, oil companies in the U.S. allowed them for use to the growing number of automobile owners.
Paul.
Paul for the tie.
Credit card.
We have a tiebreaker.
Oh,
we have
attaboy,
a tie
Sauce
breaker.
Oh, I don't like it.
This is drama.
Is it for like gas cards then?
Yeah, exactly. That just was- well, just basically it was just credit cards because I don't know, people are starting to use.
What was the first clue?
That was the first time it was used. It was basically the concept of it was from a book in like 1887.
Who do we want to win, good guy?
It's either
they're both really arrogant.
So much drama either way. So all right, we're down to AJ going for his fourth consecutive victory in win number 53.
Hold on. Do we choose AJ?
I think we go AJ.
Or
AJ,
Sauce.
Go! Here we go.
AJ, or
here we go.
Going for a win number you know 60 on
it
his birthday.
It is Sauce's birthday. I'll go Sauce.
Nope. Go AJ.
Come on, Sauce.
It all comes down to this. Only three clues in the tiebreaker. Again, if you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent gets to hear the rest of the clues. For all the marbles and win number 60 potentially for Sauce, here's tiebreaker for CC.
Clue number one.
51 years old.
Clue number two.
Named one of the 100 hottest women of all... Paul, five, four, three, two, one.
Sauce! AJ?
Here, let's finish. Let me finish the rest of item two, and then you also get to hear item three.
Clue number two.
Named one of the 100 hottest women of all time by Men's Health magazine. And last but not least,
clue number three.
She was one of the original five super models. Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay. I don't know if this is.
That doesn't really. You only have 5 seconds. You can't ring in when you're the only person left.
Good point.
Did you have it anyway?
Is it Coco Chanel?
No. Cindy Crawford. Spend more time with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue instead of church.
It's aggressive.
That's right.
I said that because my priest is right next to me.
Cindy Crawford.
We're all going to hell.
Tiebreaker number two.
AJ.
We haven't gone to a tiebreaker number two in a long, long time. All right, tiebreaker two, Sauce back in. That was a massive bullet dodge by Sauce there. Here we go. Tiebreaker two for all the marbles. CC.
Clue number one.
Started in 1970.
Paul. Chuck E. Cheese.
How perfect would that have been, though? All right.
How perfect would that have been?
AJ gets to hear the rest on his own.
Clue number two.
If you blow this one.
If you have a third.
Clue number two.
Wine, gold, navy blue, and black.
Wine.
Clue
Last
number
but
three.
Not least, connected to King James. Five, four, three, two, one. Are you
no way?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
What is it? Connected to King James?
Are you serious? What? I'm the one that gets this.
What is it?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
I went biblical.
How did you miss those two?
I only have two, so let's take a break. We'll come back.
Oh my God.
What is happening?
What just happened?
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. All right. Overtime and over a commercial break. We were talking during the break. I think the only time we've ever done this is when we had a controversy about who rang in first. But we technically had to go through the break. Sauce and AJ are tied at four. This is tiebreaker number three. For everything, Sauce versus AJ. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Is it true that you just wrote this just now?
I did. I only had two. I thought there was no chance we were going to have to go past Cindy Crawford and Cleveland Cavaliers. So these are...
Let's go.
Ready to roll. Tiebreaker number three for CC.
Clue number one.
Played for three professional franchises.
Paul.
Paul for the win.
Chris Carter.
That's right.
What a weird show today. The weirdest initials version probably ever. That's technically...
That was so easy.
That was... I know.
Well, the other two, are you kidding me? Cindy Crawford, Cleveland Cavaliers.
What a comeback by the birthday boy.
Oh, my God. That's win number 60.
First to 60, first to 50.
That's right.
You know what the perfect day out for? Ride the Harley.
Take that key you wanted the city and
stick it up. You blew it!
I did blow it.
Wow.
So weird.
Get out of here.
I have 60. Congratulations.
Here, take some oatmeal. You need it. Cindy Crawford. How do you not know Cindy Crawford?
This is going to feel so good when I eventually pass you.
You will never pass me.
You just wait.
How do you remember you when you got Cindy Crawford or Caribou Coffee because somebody whispered it to you?
Yeah, that's why you got Caribou.
Because I got Cindy Crawford? Did I get Cindy Crawford?
How do you not get
Are you teabagging your cake? What are you doing?
Showing you the goods that you missed out on.
Remember when he wasn't going to make a big deal out of it if he wanted
to? Yeah, he doesn't care at all.
And I'm the god. Get out of here.
Sucks to be AJ.
Jeez. It does suck to be AJ right now.
What sucks even more is that AJ let him have that one for his birthday.
I gotta hang out with him tonight too. This will be great.
That was so bizarre. If you guessed sauce and five on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. That was the most bizarre game I've ever played in my time. Well, ring in first if it's so obvious. Sauce rang in first. Buffalo Wild Wings, Coon Rapids, 9 to noon is the Friday football feast. It's next. See ya.